Hey, grown-ups, if you live in the Midwest United States, you can bring your kids to see Story Pirates live on the Amazing Adventure Tour, proudly sponsored by Carnegie Hall Kids. You can find tickets at storypirates.com/live. Shows feature Eric from the Story Pirates podcast and Peter, hosting in Wisconsin and Illinois. The Amazing Adventure Tour is headed to these cities in May: Iowa City, Iowa; St. Paul, Minnesota; Akron, Ohio; Plainfield, Indiana; Milwaukee and Madison, Wisconsin, featuring Peter; Skokie and Joliet, Illinois, also featuring Peter. We really would love to see you there. That ticket link again is storypirates.com/live.
Now back to the show.
Hey, grown-ups, if you're a fan of comedy, there's a brand new podcast from our friend Justin Bartha that I wanted to tell you about. You may remember Justin from episode 7 this season. He's the treasure hunter at the Met and, as you heard, a seriously funny actor. Justin's show is called King of the Egg Cream, and in addition to Justin, it has just the most incredible cast. Again, this show's just for grown-ups and probably older kids. Grown-ups, you can take a listen yourself and see what you think. But if you're a fan of hilarious stuff and well-told stories, you will probably like King of the Egg Cream. Here's a taste.
This egg cream is delicious. I wish the chocolate syrup inside wasn't so expensive. If you'd like to save some shekels and have some fun at the same time, make sure you tune in to King of the Egg Cream, available wherever you get your podcasts.
And now, back to the show.
Hey, 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 welcome back to the Story Pirates Podcast. I'm Lee.
And I'm your co-host, Peter.
Hey, Peter.
Hi.
How are you today?
Excellent.
Are you ready to hear another story written by a kid?
I can't wait.
What is on the docket today?
Lee, you're going to love this story today. It was written by a then first grader from Eagleville, Pennsylvania. His name is Lewis Lampe, and Lewis's story is called Jill's Birthday.
Peter, do you know that when I was a kid, I tried to change my name to Eagle?
Is that a true story?
It is a true story.
Did you want your first name or your last name to be Eagle?
First name.
Eagle Overtree.
Rolls right off the tongue, right?
It sounds like Evil Overtree.
I might be a little evil, too.
Ah, well, I'm glad you're Lee.
Before we hear the Story Pirates adaptation of Lewis's story, Jill's Birthday, let's hear the original story that Lewis sent in to us.
Great.
Here it is. Jill wants Sam to get her a chocolate birthday cake with purple icing. But Sam gets a vanilla cake with red icing. But he realizes he made a mistake. But he realizes it was okay. Because Jill still liked it. The end.
Ah, oh, that sounded like a happy accident.
Right? Pretty amazing. So here it is, the Story Pirates adaptation of first grader Lewis Lampe's story, Jill's Birthday.
Happy birthday, Jill.
Aw, thanks, Sam. That's so sweet.
Not as sweet as the gift I'm going to get you. A delicious birthday cake.
Oh, yay! A birthday cake for my birthday!
That's right. So all I need to know is, what is your favorite kind of cake?
Ooh, well, my absolute favorite is a chocolate cake with purple icing.
A chocolate birthday cake with purple icing. Got it.
Okay. Do you need to write it down so you don't make a mistake?
No way. I've got a mind like a steel trap. I'll be back soon.
Welcome to Caker's Dozen. And what kind of cake would you like today?
I need a birthday cake for my friend Jill. I just can't remember what kind. Oh, I should have written it down.
Well, here's a chocolate cake with purple frosting. That is very popular with girls named Jill.
No, that's not it.
Incredibly, it already says Happy Birthday Jill on it.
It's not ringing a bell.
Sam, if I was a girl named Jill, I would be pretty upset if I didn't get this cake.
I'm positive that is not the correct cake.
Alrighty, I also have this vanilla cake with red icing.
Oh, that's it. I have a mine like a steel trap.
Okay, that will be $39.95.
Okay, here you go.
Thank you. Enjoy your cake.
Oh, we will. Thanks. Bye.
Why, Sam, fancy meeting you here.
Oh, hi, Mom. What are you doing here?
Oh, I just came downtown to get my legs waxed and fill some prescriptions. Is that a cake you have there?
Oh, yes. I got Jill her favorite kind of cake for her birthday.
Ooh, chocolate cake with purple icing?
No. Actually, it's a vanilla cake with red icing. I am 99.9% sure that's exactly what she asked for. I've got a mind like a steel trap.
Steel trap, huh? Chocolate cake with purple icing has been Jill's favorite cake since she was 3 years old.
Well, Mom, I'm pretty sure that this is what she asked for.
What happens if you're wrong?
What do you mean?
I mean, what will Jill do if you bring her the wrong kind of cake after she specifically asked you for something else? Do you think she'll still want to be friends with someone like that? Oh, well, never mind. I'm sure you're right. See you later, honey.
Well, gee, what if I did make a mistake? Could you ever forgive me? All right, let me see if I can remember exactly what she said. To my memories! So, Jill, all I need to know is, what is your favorite kind of cake?
Well, my absolute favorite is a...
vanilla!
Cake with...
red!
Icing.
I was right! Mine like a steel trap. I'm 87.5% sure of it.
Hi-ho, Sammy, my boy. What a pleasant surprise.
Dad, aren't you supposed to be at work?
Well, I just came downtown to get my mustache waxed and fill some prescriptions. Hey, what have you got there?
A cake. I got Jill her favorite kind of cake for her birthday.
Ooh, a chocolate cake with purple icing, eh?
No, actually, it's a vanilla cake with red icing. I'm 72% sure that's what she asked for.
Really? Chocolate cake with purple icing has been Jill's favorite cake since she was 3 years old.
Well, I'm almost certain that this is right.
Well, what happens if you're wrong?
Well,
I mean, isn't it possible that Jill will be so upset by your failure to get this one simple thing right that she'll never look at you in the same way again? Well, never mind. I'm sure you're right. See you later, sir.
Oh, man. What if I made a mistake? Jill would never look at me in the same way again. All right, let me try to see again if I can remember exactly what she said. To my memories. So, Jill, all I need to know is, what is your favorite kind of cake?
Ooh, well, my absolute favorite is a chocolate
cake with red icing.
That seemed fairly clear. Mine like a steel trap. I'm 65% sure of it.
Well, 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 that isn't my neighbor Sam.
Oh, hi, Mr. Jones.
What's in the box, kid?
Oh, this? I got Jill her favorite kind of cake for her birthday.
Ooh, a chocolate cake with purple icing?
No, it's vanilla cake with red icing. I'm 51% sure this is what she wants.
Really? Chocolate cake with purple icing has been Jill's favorite cake since she was 3 years old.
Yeah, I get that a lot.
What if she hates it?
What?
I don't know. Maybe Jill is violently allergic to vanilla. Maybe the color red gives her hives. Maybe she hates people who are so lazy that they won't even bother to write something down. Oh, well, none of my business. See you later, kid.
Oh, I feel sick. Let me try one more time to see if I can remember exactly what she said to my memories. So, Jill, all I need to know is, what is your favorite kind of cake?
Well, my absolute favorite, since I was 3 years old, is a chocolate cake with purple icing.
Oh, no! I've made a horrible mistake! Maybe the cake shop is still open. Baker! Oh, Baker! I need a new cake!
Sorry, kid! Closed for the day!
Oh, no! Maybe Mom can help me bake one myself at home! Mom! Mom! I need to make Jill a new cake fast!
Sorry, Sam. We're fresh out of cake stuff.
No! Well, maybe I'm overreacting. Maybe Jill won't...
Maybe Jill won't what?
Jill, how long have you been standing there?
A while. Ooh, is that my birthday cake in that box? Let me see!
Jill, wait. Don't open that box.
A vanilla cake with red icing? Yummy!
Jill, I am so, so sorry. Wait. Yummy?
Yes! Wow, this birthday cake is delicious! Thank you, Sam!
Wow, I was so upset when I realized that I made a mistake. I was afraid that you'd be really angry.
Oh, Sam, I'm just happy that you were nice enough to get me a cake on my birthday. In fact, vanilla cake with red icing may just be my new favorite.
Told you so, kid.
I knew it would all work out, son.
You silly boy, you got yourself all upset over nothing.
I deliberately closed my cake shop early so you couldn't return it. You're welcome.
Wow, I guess as mistakes go, this turns out to be a happy one.
Don't you mean a happy birthday one?
Oh, you.
Just make sure you write it down next time.
end!
And now Lee speaks with the author himself, Lewis.
Hello.
Hey, Lewis.
Hi.
How you doing today?
Good.
What's going on?
A lot.
A lot? Where are you right now?
In Nate's bedroom.
Who's Nate?
My baby brother.
Oh, cool. And where do you live, Lewis?
Eagleville.
Eagleville. And where's Eagleville?
It's a city.
It's a city. I like the name Eagleville. It's pretty cool.
Yeah.
How's your summer going?
Good.
What have you done so far?
A lot.
Yeah? Have you been swimming?
Yes.
Are you going to a camp or anything?
Not anymore.
Not anymore, but you did?
At a water camp.
Oh, that's cool.
A science camp.
Oh my gosh, a water and science camp?
No.
No.
Technology and water do not mix.
You're right. Technology and water do not mix.
Yeah.
It's a good lesson. What are you going to do today?
Miss Turner's going to come over. After that, Keegan's going to come over for me. My baby brother's friend Marcus is going to come over for my baby brother.
Man, sounds like a busy day.
I know.
Lewis, what grade are you in?
First grade.
Are you going into first grade?
No, I'm going in second.
Are you excited for second grade?
Yeah.
Cool. What are you excited about?
Everything.
Everything about second grade?
Yeah.
Do you think it's going to be better than first grade?
Maybe.
Maybe. Who knows, right?
Yeah.
Regardless, you're still going to live in a town called Eagleville, so you're pretty cool.
Yes.
So, Lewis, you wrote the story Jill's Birthday.
Yeah.
About the friend who got his other friend the wrong kind of cake, right?
Yeah.
She wanted a chocolate cake with purple icing, but her friend Sam got a vanilla cake with red icing.
Yeah.
So how did you come up with the idea for that story?
I knew happy accidents. I don't remember if this is right. I think it was close to a birthday.
Hmm.
And then I thought of the birthday, but I'm not sure that's true.
But you were like, what's the kind of happy accident that would happen on a birthday?
Like getting the wrong cake.
Yeah. Has that ever happened to you?
No.
If it did, do you think you would be upset or do you think it would be a happy accident?
It doesn't really matter. I like all kinds of cakes.
You do? But what's your favorite kind?
I don't really have a favorite.
But what if you got to have any cake you wanted today? What cake would you ask for?
A chocolate. It doesn't really matter if it's chocolate or vanilla, but I would like red icing.
Okay. Chocolate or vanilla cake with red icing.
Yeah.
That's a good choice. So what did you think about when the Story Pirates performed your story?
Really good.
Yeah? Did you enjoy it?
Yes.
So did the Story Pirates add anything to your story?
A lot.
They added a lot? And what did you think of what they added?
Pretty cool.
Was there anything you wanted that you would change or that you didn't like?
No.
You were okay with it?
Yeah.
Do you write a lot of stories?
Not that much.
When you do write stories, what do you like to write about?
Mostly anything.
Mostly anything?
Mm-hmm.
What's your favorite thing to do in school?
Lunch.
Lunch? Great. And what's your favorite thing to do when you're not in school?
Sit around and play Legos.
What kind of Legos do you play?
I like mix up all the Legos.
Ooh, you mix them up and make up your own things?
Yeah, before you called, I made a little battle arena.
No.
And it was mixing Chima with Ninjago with Lego Pirates.
You made a battle arena with them?
Yeah, I made like a wall with the clothes I wasn't using. I made a robot.
Wow, that sounds really cool. So, Lewis, do you have any advice for any kids out there that want to write a story but maybe don't know how to start?
Just think of something you like and then write a story about the thing that the Story Pirates give you.
Oh, so listen for the Story Pirates prompt and then write a story that's about something you like.
Yeah.
And in your case, you wrote about birthdays.
Yes.
And birthday cake.
Yes.
Because you love birthday cake.
Last part, maybe.
Maybe?
I eat, like, one slice of my birthday cake every day, like, after my birthday, like, for a dessert.
But not the whole cake in one day.
No.
That would be way too much cake.
Well, I have four in my family. My mom, my dad, and my brother, and me. So we sometimes, like, get two cake pieces of cake on my birthday.
Oh,
but
wow.
Every other day, just
one for dessert after that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then for my half birthday, we get ice cream cakes and we don't celebrate as much.
You get half birthday celebrations with ice cream cake?
No, we don't actually celebrate. We just get the cake.
You just have it.
And we only get to have one piece because it's my half birthday. A full birthday counts as two pieces.
You really have this worked out.
Yeah.
You know exactly what to expect and what to ask for on your birthday and your half birthday.
Yeah. I just ask for, like, a cake, just, like, any ice cream cake. My baby brother got a snowman a few years ago.
How old's your baby brother?
4 and a half or 3 and a half. I can't remember which half he was.
Something like that. One of those halves.
He was definitely not 2 and a half.
How old are you?
7.
So you have a half birthday coming up, right?
Yeah.
You're going to ice cream cake?
Maybe it's already passed. I don't really know.
Do you remember having ice cream cake recently?
No.
Then it can't have passed, right?
Well, sometimes, like, on Nate's half birthday, we forgot the first day, so the day after his birthday, we got the cake.
Got it.
So maybe today's my half birthday, but I'm going to get a cake tomorrow.
I'm glad that you're willing to be flexible as to when you get your ice cream
cake. Yeah, it doesn't really matter.
Lewis, anything else you want to tell me before we finish up?
Yeah, we listen to a lot of other kids.
You do?
We listen to you talking to them.
You do?
Yeah.
So do you recognize my voice?
I'm not recognizing it on the phone because I can't recognize it, the kid's voice on the phone.
Right.
Yeah, you sound like my dad.
I do?
Right now. Like a little. For the whole time.
That's hilarious. Thanks for talking to me today, Lewis. And thanks for letting us perform your story.
Uh-huh.
I hope you have a great day and a good half birthday.
I will.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.
If you want to see Story Pirates live in person, come visit us in New York City. In addition to our regular Saturday shows in Midtown Manhattan, we have our biggest improv show of the whole year coming up at the NYU Screwball Theater on Sunday, April 10th, where the kids in the audience make up the entire show. If you live in Los Angeles or New York and want to help bring Story Pirates to deserving kids who need our school programs, save the date for our annual benefit performances. The New York benefit will be April 9th, and the Los Angeles benefit will be April 16th. Coming up soon on our national tour, you can see us in Bergen County, New Jersey on February 27th, Davis, California on February 28th, and Johnson City, New York on March 5th. Also this spring, come see us in Tallahassee, Florida, Santa Rosa, California, South Orange, New Jersey, and more. Check out our website, storypirates.org, for dates, times, and tickets. And if you know any Story Pirates fans with a birthday coming up, you can find shirts and hoodies at our online store, also at storypirates.org. Please remember to friend us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter and Instagram. And of course, subscribe to this podcast on iTunes. And we'll see you next time.
Hey, grownups. Today's episode is sponsored by Carnegie Hall Kids. Carnegie Hall Kids is a free website for children ages 5 through 12 to learn about music through fun games and quizzes, igniting imagination in children, offering activities that encourage musical curiosity, and developing knowledge of musical concepts. To find all of the fun, child-friendly games and quizzes, just go to... I can't remember. Hey, Peter!
Hey, Lee!
Peter, do you know how to get to Carnegie Hall Kids?
I sure do. Practice, practice, practice.
No. That's the old joke about Carnegie Hall. I'm wondering if you know how to get to Carnegie Hall Kids.
Kids can practice too, Lee. Jeez.
I know kids can practice. I'm just wondering how to find Carnegie Hall Kids.
It's on 7th Ave between 56th and 57th Street.
No, Peter, not the physical Carnegie Hall. I'm talking about the website, Carnegie. Carnegie Hall Kids, where kids can check out fun musical games and quizzes.
I'm not sure I follow.
Well, there's one quiz called Animal or Instrument.
Ooh, good question. I think you either sound like a crow or a trumpet.
No, not me. Animal or Instrument is a quiz that asks kids to listen to sounds and then guess how they're made.
Sounds okay. I'd rather learn about different musical traditions from different cultures, though.
You can do that at Carnegie Hall Kids, too. I just need to know how to get there.
You're going to want to take the NQ or R train to 57th Street. You can't miss it.
It's a website!
I can make an elephant sound!
Very good, Peter.
Thank you.
Start your child's musical journey today at kids.carnegiehall.org.
Hey, you figured it out!
That's kids.carnegiehall.org. Hey, grown-ups! Today's episode is brought to you by Paramount Pictures' new big-screen family comedy adventure, IF. Set within the magical world of imaginary friends, IF's fantastically fun, original story entertains audiences of all ages and delivers a comedy packed with lots of laughs and heart. IF is in theaters May 17th. Personally, I'm looking forward to seeing IF because of all the weird, wild, and funny characters. I saw the trailer, and there's this weird banana-looking character that you can only see in the trailer for like a second, but I'm obsessed. What's that guy's deal? I cannot wait to find out. Plus, if you know me, you know I like a stacked cast, and this one has got it all. Ryan Reynolds, John Krasinski, Kaylee Fleming, Fiona Shaw, Phoebe Waller-Bridge, Louis Gossett Jr., and Steve Carell. A-list much? Not to mention that IF also has my personal favorite actor of all time. That's right, Jon Stewart. I am excited to see this movie, not least of all, because I'd like to see and or hear Jon Stewart on the big screen. From visionary director John Krasinski, IF is about a girl who discovers that she can see everyone's imaginary friends. It's the perfect movie to see with the whole family and takes audiences on a magical big screen adventure filled with heart and hilarious laughs that are meant to be shared. Best of all, IF celebrates the power of a child's imagination, which, you know, sounds pretty good to me. See IF in theaters May 17th.